Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, Rashida Adeleke, you might have heard, is going to miss the 2025 World Athletics Championships after saying she's unable to finish out the season. Now she's 22, she was due to travel to Tokyo next month, and she made this announcement in a post on Instagram blaming lingering injuries and continuous setbacks. Well, let's get more on this. I'm joined by RTE Sport Athletics commentator Greg Allen. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Claire.
Were you shocked to hear this last night?
No, surprised a bit, not shocked. I don't think any of the athletics kind of journalism core in Ireland would be shocked to hear this, because it's been a very odd season for Rashida Adeleke. Nothing really has matched what she has done in the past three seasons, let alone last season. Of course, last season she was a fantastic season for her, fourth in the Olympics and obviously fourth in the relay. And also, you know, all the signs of progression that she's made over the last three seasons in particular to become one of the great contenders for medals in podiums at global level. None of that appeared this season in the performances that she has put in. I think she's run outdoors only six races. And none of them have been even close to breaking the 50-second mark, which is the kind of the litmus test of world-class in 400-meter running. Her best was at 400 meters, which was actually her first race of 50.42. So 50.42, just to give you an example, her Irish record is 49.07. 50.42 is more than 10 meters of track behind her Irish record. Mm-hmm. So that was basically her best run this season. And it didn't get any better. That was on the 12th of June. And she had two subsequent races, and the most alarming one was in the Diamond League in Eugene, where she finished fourth, which sounded okay, but her time was 51.33, and you're heading for 20 metres behind her best there. And there was no signs really over 400 metres that anything was getting better. Over 200 metres she ran in London in July, and that was a pretty good time. It got within a couple of strides of her Irish record. But after that, she did this interview on television, which I thought was just unconvincing in terms of how she felt about herself. She did her best to put a brave face in it, but then she went away for a while back to Texas to try and build for, you know, the World Championships, which are in September. There was time to do it, but clearly she talks about setbacks. She talks about lingering injuries, and this is the life of an athlete. Mm-hmm. You know, it's difficult.
But we don't know specifically, do we, what the injury is? She didn't elaborate on that, certainly last night in the post.
Very, very vague. But, you know, athletes are entitled to keep their circumstances to themselves. I mean, it is nobody else's business really other than themselves. As they strive and keep the positive talk going in their own heads that they can turn things around, they don't want necessarily to point towards specific injuries. Some are more open about it than others. But in her case, look, the real genesis perhaps of this is the plan that she laid out with her coach, Edric Flo, last winter to try and build strength into the last 40 metres of her 400-metre running, because that really has been what caught her in the European Championships, where she lost to Natalia Kaczmarek in the last 40 metres. And in the Olympic Games, it really wasn't there in the home straight when she really needed it to try and claim a place on the podium. And she finished fourth, but she was also nearly caught for fifth by Amber Anning. So over the winter, she tried to shore up what it was in training to make that part of her race a strength. And it doesn't seem to have worked. And one of the things as well, Claire, is that she didn't run very much over the winter. She ran one race over 600 metres, which is a very odd distance to run indoors, because it's way over distance for her. But this is an athlete who can run 7.1 seconds for 60 metres, which is world class. And running 600 metres is 10 times longer than that. So her DNA is really hard, fast sprinting. And they were trying to build this strength into her. Running 600 metres in an extremely ordinary time, it was a very disappointing time. I think that was evidence that maybe things weren't going brilliantly in the indoor season. And she's always had a very active indoor season. And this year she ran just one race and it wasn't a good race. So the signs to some degree were on the wall for quite some time.
But how unusual is this now to, you know, you've built up to this huge event, you're not able to finish it. So you make this announcement and it's a very measured announcement. I'm not going to be able to do it. Thank you for the support. I'll be back. Is that rare in athletics?
Very classy announcement. You know, it's a mark of Rashida. I think that she knows that there's no point trying to go to the well one more time to find something that isn't there because of the lingering injuries, because of the roadblocks, as she calls it. is a classy statement. You know, much love at the end of it, Rashida. It's typical Rashida. And, you know, an athlete's career can be very long. We're looking at that with Mark English, who's running the best of his life, 12 years on from being the world junior fifth place finisher. So, you know, there are times when athletes have to just call it. There's no point going to the World Championships in Tokyo, having a really bad World Championships. That can, you know, induce all sorts of psychological setbacks with regard to your potential and where you feel you stand in the world of athletics, because then you have to kind of dig a hole to get back again. Mm-hmm. This way, she's calling time on it. She's recognizing that it's just not there. She's outside the top 20 at 200 meters and 400 meters in the rankings this year. And she doesn't feel that there's anything left to improve on what she's done so far. And just she's calling a season, but like she's 23. So like, you know, 23, 24, it's very early on in an athlete's career. So she can turn a page. European Championships next year, I think that'll be a big target for her because she could win a gold medal there. But obviously she has to turn the ship around.
Mm-hmm. And of course, now for the 4x400 metre relay team, the Ireland team, this is a big blow for them as well, isn't it?
Yeah, like she's the talisman of the team. There's no question about it. She's the star player. She's the give the ball to me in midfield sort of player to set up everything if it was a football match. And you cannot replace an athlete who can run the times that she can run in a leg of the 400 metres with the depth that we have in Ireland. We have tremendous standard of athletes to make a good 4x4 relay. But take one of those, you know, blocks out of the four. With Rashida, for example, she runs 49 seconds. The athletes that will come in to try and replace her will be somebody who will be able to run 52 to 53 seconds. And that's a 3-second difference in the relay. And that's the difference between being gold medalist and sixth place. You know, it's a huge difference. It's a huge setback for both the mixed relay and the women's 4x4 relay, who would have gone to the World Championships with certainly hopes of making the final. And after that, you just don't know, as you know, with the huge surprise that we had at the Olympics as they punched through to almost get a medal. So I'm afraid the loss of Rashida, you know, seriously damages our relay hopes.
Well, look, Greg, as you have said, you know, she is doing what she knows she needs to do, and we will see her again. And all we want is for her to get well and take the time to do that. And we really do look forward to seeing her back in action as soon as she's ready to be back.
Absolutely. I mean, this is what I keep saying. It's a long life for an athlete if they take care of themselves. You know, it can be a decade-long season if they take care of themselves. And this, I think, is a real indication of Rashida and her coaching team realizing that there is a long haul now to Los Angeles in 2028. No point, you know, literally trying to take something or get something out of this season, which clearly isn't there for whatever reasons. And as vague as the statement is, it's just the life of an athlete. This is what happens some seasons. It just doesn't work. And this year, it didn't work for whatever reasons.
Well, Greg, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. That's RTE Sports' Greg Allen.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.